This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. That's a great day for Joe Biden in one way. He has apparently participated in negotiations to avert a freight rail strike, which would have been devastating to the economy. And the economy has enough problems still trying to recover from the market collapse to try to deal with the reality of a greatly increased interest rates. And by the way, they're now saying that a typical home mortgage is going to be back up to 6%. And that's for a 30-year mortgage. That's more than double what the rate was, the best rate you could get some time ago. And that has a real impact on people. I mean, one of the things that I think that conservatives and Republicans particularly care about is the idea of people becoming homeowners. Because there's all kinds of evidence from sociologists and everybody who's analyzed it that when you own a home, this is a great insight that was advocated so many times by Jack Kemp. He was a nominee for vice president in 1996. He was a secretary of housing and urban development. And, of course, a great football quarterback and also a member of Congress who helped put together Reaganomics and the whole idea of supply-side economics. One of the things that he realized and dedicated his life to was being able to place people in a home that they own is the best way to encourage good and pro-social behavior. And right now, when you're talking about the damage to the aspirations of young people, we know a young couple from our congregation that we attend, and very young couple. They're in their 20s, and they're desperately hoping to buy a home. Both working, one has a job at Microsoft, which is a good job to have. But the difficulty is with real estate prices, even though they've cooled down a bit, with them being as high as they are right now, particularly in the Seattle area, but wherever you live, they're high right now. And it's a real difference if you can, once upon a time, I mean, there was a time not that long ago, you could get a home mortgage for 3%. Or sometimes less, even less. And now 6% again, that's makes all the difference in the world to a young couple. Because there's nobody, Joe Biden's not going to come around and say, oh, same way I forgive your college loans, I'm forgiving your mortgage. No, you can't do that without causing complete disaster. And you actually can't do that for the college loans without causing your own kind of disaster. There is this, though, that is actually the kind of news that the president would welcome. And the headline from Associated Press, Biden approval rises sharply ahead of midterms. One of the most prestigious polls out there, this is the Associated Press National Opinion Research Center, University of Chicago poll. It says in the text that that right now Biden's popularity has improved substantially from his lowest point this summer, but concerns about his handling of the economy persist. President Joe Biden's popularity improved substantially. The Associated Press NORC Center Public Affairs Research poll says that Biden's support recovered from a low of 36% in July, just 2 months ago, all the way up to 45%. Pardon me, it's a 9-point jump, driven in large part by a rebound in support from Democrats just 2 months before the November midterm elections. During a few bleak summer months when gasoline prices peaked and lawmakers appeared deadlocked, the Democrats faced the possibility of blowout losses against Republicans. Their outlook appears better after notching a string of legislative successes that left more Americans ready to judge the Democratic president on his preferred terms. "Don't compare me to the Almighty," Joe Biden says, "compare me to the alternative." Well, that's not really fair because there is no alternative right now. I mean, the alternative is a different kind of leadership that will, we hope, be coming from the House of Representatives and from a congressional majority that will put out positive ideas and some real leadership. The president's overall approval rating remains underwater. He has 45% approval, 53% of U.S. adults disapprove of him, and the economy continues to be a weakness for Biden. Just 38% approve of his economic leadership as the country faces stubbornly high inflation, and Republicans try to make household finances the axis of the upcoming vote. Okay, this goes along with more bad news for Democrats. And that involves the Latino voters who are migrating, not across any borders. They're migrating to the Republican Party. And I think the idea of treating asylum seekers from Venezuela, for goodness sake, I mean... Wouldn't most conservatives support people who are trying to run away from communist tyranny in Venezuela and to make a fresh start in America? Aren't those people, just on a partisan basis, very likely to become Republican voters? And that's what the past has shown. That's what this story says. And the idea that you are going to... then try to score political points by sending them to Martha's Vineyard, which doesn't really have facilities for handling a couple of busloads or plane loads of asylum seekers. And again, this is also why it's wrong when people are saying... there was a voice on Fox, I don't want to say which one, but that was saying, well, we're going to introduce to the people on Martha's Vineyard, how do you like your new neighbors? How do you like your new neighbors? Yeah, you don't like them so much, do you? And the idea being that people who have gone through the ordeal of coming to the United States from Venezuela or from Mexico or El Salvador or anywhere else, and basically saying that because people have applied for asylum here for one reason or another, that means that they should be treated with contempt, or they should be treated as some kind of punishment. And again, this is a truly problematic situation at a time when Latino sentiment is already shifting toward the Republican Party. They say in this piece of the Wall Street Journal, a few miles from the Las Vegas Strip, in a working-class neighborhood of one-story homes and scattered palm trees, Vania Oronas is pushing her husband to give up his habit of voting Democratic. Mrs. Oronos and many of her neighbors are shifting toward the Republican Party, a pattern that's being replicated across the country. The move has been especially pronounced among working-class Latinos, whose votes have the potential to reshape the political parties in the same way that the movement of white working-class voters has made them a pillar of the Republican Party. Mrs. Oronos, a 44-year-old immigrant from Mexico, runs a taco business with her husband, and she backed President Biden in 2020 when she cast her first vote as a U.S. citizen. She said she's become disenchanted with Democrats over the state of inflation and school quality, as well as the party's failure to approve a pathway to citizenship for the undocumented. Instead, she's putting her support behind GOP candidates in this fall's election, including the Republican Adam Laxalt, trying to defeat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, only Latino ever elected to the Senate. More coming up. Washington Policy Center sounded the alarm on the stealth income tax on capital gains and exposed emails showing the ultimate goal of a broad-based income tax. Join WPC for as little as $5 a month and subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or plan an elegant evening out and come see the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and filmmaker and researcher Chris Rufo keynoting our annual dinner in Bellevue. That's on Friday, October 14th. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, MedHead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on on the Michael Medved show, there is a Wall Street Journal survey that is cited in this Wall Street Journal article about how it is that Latinos, particularly working class Latinos, are moving toward the Republican Party. The Journal poll found that this year, in late August, so just days ago, literally, Latino voters would pick a Democratic candidate for Congress over a Republican, but only by 11 percentage points. 4 years ago, when there was last a midterm election, non-presidential election, the Democrats had an advantage of 34 points, not 11 points. So when you're talking about a difference of 11 points, it's almost even. And what's also fascinating about it is there's only one group within the Latino community that shows a much higher level of Democratic support. And wouldn't you think it would be the people who have most recently immigrated, the people who are facing the most hardship and challenge? And people think that. It's not. The group within Latino community that is much more likely to support Democrats over Republicans are people with a four-year college degree. And again, given the fact that there has been a tremendous surge of Latinos participating in four-year college degree programs and actually graduating from those programs, this is a striking difference. Latinos without a four-year college degree picked a Democratic candidate over a Republican by only 6 percentage points. But Democrats for Latino voters with college degrees favored Democrats by 26 percentage points. And look, the idea that you're going to win over people by moving immigrants around, asylum seekers, they're not even immigrants yet. They're waiting. And again, when you interview these people, apparently they have every intention of coming forward and having their asylum case judged. And most of them will be granted asylum. I think that's particularly true for the people from Venezuela. There are people from Nicaragua coming now. And Nicaragua, because of Danny the Red Ortega, Nicaragua is one of those countries that is moving toward a communist dictatorship again. And remember the Sandinistas? Well, they're back. And that means that there are a lot of Nicaraguans who are hoping to get out of Dodge. And the fact that people come to the United States, present themselves at an immigration office. Now, it's true. No one invited them. They didn't have a visa in advance. They should have a visa in advance. But sometimes one of the things that happens is when you're dealing with a communist evil country like Venezuela, they won't give it to you. And they won't do that for you in Nicaragua. El Salvador, who knows what's going on with El Salvador? They have a very charismatic young president who at least is trying to break up the gangs, Bukele. But is this really something the Republican Party should be associated with? And I want the Republicans to win. I want the Republicans to represent the best of America. But the news story says that about two dozen men and women stood outside the U.S. Naval Observatory. That's the vice president's residence. That's Kamala Harris's house. They stood there at dawn, clutching clear plastic bags of their belongings, which they had carried with them here to the United States before moving to a nearby church. The vice president's office had no immediate comment. After migrants seeking asylum across the U.S.-Mexico border, they spent time in a U.S. Customs and Border Protection facility along the border until they were generally released into the U.S. to wait out their cases. Republicans say Biden's policies encourage migrants to vanish into the U.S. And they, of course, prefer, and I think they're right about this, the Trump-era policy of forcing migrants to wait out their asylum cases in Mexico. And look, this is a complicated matter of diplomacy as well, but to go back to that wait in Mexico policy for asylum applicants does not seem unreasonable. Governor Abbott flew last week about 75 migrants to Chicago. And DeSantis flew two planes of immigrants to Martha's Vineyard on Wednesday. See, the Martha's Vineyard thing, I understand, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to generate hostility, not so much to the immigrants, but you're trying to generate hostility to the people on the left who inhabit Martha's Vineyard, and it is one of the great enclaves of privileged people on the progressive left, and trying to show that, well, okay, here you are, you favor certain immigration policies, but the impact falls on other people who live close to the border and people who are not as so rich they can afford beautiful homes on Martha's Vineyard. Okay, understand that, but you're talking about human beings. I was just looking at, because my brother Jonathan just sent me some information that he'd found from one of these heritage sites about our grandfather. And none of us met him. He died before my parents were married. And he brought the family from Germany. And brought the family from Germany in 1934. And the gratitude and the hard work, my grandfather, before he died, was able to build a business, to employ people, to bring other people over, and sponsorship to escape being killed. And again, when you're talking about people who are fleeing from they're not fleeing from authorities who are trying to arrest gang members, because you can't apply for asylum if you have a criminal record. That's just not going to work. You're not going to get the asylum. And the notion that they're trying to make media events out of the collision of truly destitute and desperate people, The idea that that's a great look for the Republican Party, for Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott, particularly for Governor Abbott. And we'll see how he does in the election coming up. Hey, he'll win, I'm sure. He's running for governor of Texas. Beto O'Rourke is, well, he's Beto O'Rourke. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Railroads and labor unions are in agreement for a cooling-off period after reaching a tentative deal overnight to avert a strike. The move is designed to prevent the first nationwide railway shutdown in three decades. President Biden says workers should be happy with the agreement.
This is a win for tens of thousands of rail workers and for their dignity and the dignity of their work. It's a recognition of that.
The former head of the notorious Gulf Cartel will be spending the rest of his life in prison. Jorge Castilla Sanchez was also ordered to pay millions of dollars in fines for his role in running a massive cocaine and marijuana drug ring. Political stunts. That's how White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is describing actions by some Republican governors to bus or fly illegal immigrants to blue states. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, there are two perplexing stories about popular music that we will get to. One involving why it is that so many young people are purchasing merchandise that memorializes bands that they've never listened to. They can't name a single song. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. And to a choice of songs at a White House celebration that is very peculiar. Let's go first to Steve in Nebraska. You're on the Medved Show.
Yeah, hey, thanks. Madhead member here. Hey, I've got a question. Is it just the Venezuelans you're concerned about going to Martha's Vineyard, or was it any migrants at all?
Now, it's the idea of spending, and I'm not sure whose money is paying for it. I assume it's state money, but actually chartering planes or chartering buses and moving people and just dropping them off, not coordinating with the local authorities in Martha's Vineyard, because they didn't, not consorting or collaborating with the officials in Chicago. He sent 75 people, Governor Abbott, to Chicago. And, by the way, Chicago has plenty of illegal immigrants. Almost one-third Hispanic city because they have lots of immigrants there. So what is the point other than just trying to use the people as props to make a political point? And to spend government money to do that, I think, is pretty dubious for Governor DeSantis and Governor Governor Abbott of Texas. Here's a report. I'm sorry, Steve, I want to give you a chance to respond. But the state of Texas has now spent more than $12 million busing migrants to Washington, D.C. and New York who crossed into the state from Mexico, according to figures from the Texas Division of Emergency Management. A state government spreadsheet obtained by CNN, as of August 9th, Texas has spent $12,707,000 to win transportation, the charter bus service that's taking migrants to those two cities in the north. You see the problem with that, yeah?
Government spending, you think that's even a thing anymore? I mean, does anybody even care about that anymore? The government spending money, breaking news, government spending money, $31 trillion. My point is, like, you think the Hispanics are so sensitive and so emotionally distraught from the background as to what they're coming from, that they're going to be, you don't think that Martha's Vineyard accepting them and including them in their communities isn't going to, it's just, I don't know if it's a sanctuary environment, but why, I can't believe that you're even remotely upset that we would be, if they're that sensitive. And they're probably Democrats anyway, if they're so emotionally.
But they're not. I mean, again, one of the things about immigrants to this country, and this is true for immigrants in Mexico too, one of the things they're trying to get away from in Mexico is socialism. One of the things they're trying to get away from, certainly in Venezuela or Cuba or Nicaragua, is socialism. And you just wonder if you've gone through something of an ordeal, some of it through walking, and you've finally gotten into the United States, then to be put on a bus where you have very little to say about where you're going and just dropped off somewhere, it seems to me that that's basically an attempt to score political points. Republican Governor Abbott in Texas, his office has said migrants are transported out of state only with their written permission, but it is not clear what other options have been offered to the migrants. And again, these are not people who are just coming here and saying, okay, we're going to go out and make our lives in America. They're people who are applying for status as asylum seekers. And one of the questions here about the $12 million being used to bus them here is that going to make for a better outcome, or is it possible that that immigrants might actually do better in parts of the country where there are already substantial Latino populations? And of course, when they're sending people to Washington, D.C. or New York or Chicago, which they're also doing, those are also places where there are large immigrant communities. Steve, I appreciate your listening and I thank you for your call. Coming up, there's a piece here in the Wall Street Journal, and the headline is "Old Rock Band T-Shirts Are in Fashion, Never Mind the Music." And it talks about a family named Jenkins where the kids are wearing Old Rock Band T-Shirts, which are very fashionable right now, despite the fact they've never heard the music. Jacob Gillick, who is a 28-year-old teacher in St. Louis, Missouri, who described himself as a teenage metalhead growing up, said that during the last school year, he would see 5 to 6 middle school students a day wearing a T-shirt from a rock band he recognized from his own adolescence. It's a huge letdown when you realize they don't actually listen to it. Major fashion outfitters like PacSun and Urban Outfitters offer products like Nirvana T-shirts and Who pullovers. In a survey last year by online retail company Rush Order Tees, the top 9 music T-shirts owned by respondents were all artists from the 1990s or earlier, with AC/DC taking the top spot. Ariana Grande came in at number 10. Okay, so she's one more recent artist. But why is it that people buy, for instance, kids who don't really know who the Rolling Stones are and have never listened to the Rolling Stones, or the Beatles for that matter? I mean, Bob Dylan, you could say, well, he has a Nobel Prize. Brian Ebinger, who goes by the stage name Edsel Dope, is the lead singer of the heavy metal band Dope, which was formed in 1997. He echoed the sentiment. He said, honestly, I'd rather a kid buy my merchandise than listen to my music, because I make more money from a shirt than him actually listening to my music for free on Spotify. Jeremy, do you listen to Dope? No. Jeremy's also too young for it, I guess. Whether it is Rolling Stones, Nirvana, Led Zeppelin, or Sublime, it seems like you can't go a day at school without seeing one of these T-shirts, wrote a number of people who are reporting on this teenage trend. So, what would it be? Usually, for young people, if there's something that's associated with your parents, that's considered kind of out of date and embarrassing, right? And yet, there are people buying all these Rolling Stones T-shirts. It begins with that tongue with lips that was associated as a Rolling Stones symbol way back when they were first popular. Still are. More coming up. James Taylor at the White House. Singing what? We'll get to it. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you.
Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. The lyrics to Fire and Rain, which was sung by James Taylor at the White House to celebrate the Inflation Reduction Act, has to be one of the most peculiar choices for musical background. And again, this is the Inflation Reduction Act, and it was supposed to be this big triumph for the Biden administration. So why are they singing this mournful song? Apparently it's about the suicide of a friend of James Taylor's, which actually happened, that he was writing about. The lyrics say, just yesterday morning they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. That might be true for Joe Biden, that lonely times that he could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me? Jesus, you've got to help me make a stand. You've got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand, and I won't make it any other way. So this is how you celebrate the Inflation Reduction Act? Really? I think that's a tough association to make. There's another item here on what we were talking about, and my wife came in. I'm very, very lucky that she listens to the show, and then will tell me everything I've done wrong, and sometimes some things that have gone right on the show. But she came in and she was commenting on this piece that had appeared in the Wall Street Journal that I was sharing with you. It's a piece by Rebecca Picciotto about the strange fact of young people wearing the T-shirts with bands that they really know nothing about, that they wouldn't be caught dead listening to. And it's kind of surprising, because generally you assume that Parents do is not exactly hip or cool or something that kids are going to want to emulate. So she pointed out, and I hadn't noticed, okay, this shows that sometimes, even though I try to be observant in a religious sense, sometimes I'm not observant in a literal sense of noticing things around me. We spent the weekend, we had two of our grandchildren staying over with us, and they're little, and our five-year-old granddaughter and a one-and-a-half-year-old grandson, David, who's named after my late father. And David apparently was wearing, when he was dropped off with us, a Nirvana t-shirt. And Diane made a very important point. David, at 1.5, didn't buy the t-shirt. A lot of these kids who are 9, 10, 11, however old they are, they don't buy the clothes themselves. Parents buy them. And that's why you will find some people actually wearing garb or collecting caps or other things that their parents think are cool, because up until a certain level in life, kids don't, especially boys, don't really take the initiative in making clothing decisions. And and then Jeremy says you could have actually it's Greg saying you have daughters who are actually raiding their father's closets for cool clothes that are supposed to be cool now. Look, I think it's just that there is a general sense that there was something particularly exciting, and that in some regards is true, about the 60s. And about the 70s. About the 80s and 90s, is it just my stage of life, or was that a less dramatic, a less impactful moment in our history? And then there's this, it's by Gary Abernathy, and the headline in the Washington Post is one that I particularly like because it cites the title of my most recent book. Opinion for most Christians, God's hand on America is a comfort, not a weapon. My book is God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era. And Gary Abernathy writes, I grew up attending a small country church where every Sunday morning the 75 or so regular attendees heard Bible-based sermons with a heavy emphasis on the danger of veering from the straight and narrow and landing in eternal damnation in a fiery hell. It was fun, he says. Occasionally woven into the dogma were reminders of the Christian underpinnings of the United States, complete with spiritually based quotes from the Founding Fathers, asking God's guidance and blessings on the new nation. In the 1960s and early 70s, such teachings were markedly apolitical. There were no rantings or ravings declaring one political party good and the other one evil. There was simply a comforting belief that we lived in a nation formed and guided by God. And no one need lift a finger to ensure that situation. It simply was. Well, he is exactly right. And one of the points that I make is that people who do see the hand of providence in America understood, as Lincoln referred to himself many times as an instrument and talked about a providential instrument. He saw himself not as someone who was particularly deserving of divine favor, but someone who was being used for a divine purpose. And looking back, politicizing conservative Christianity was probably a mistake, even if well-intentioned. It's natural for Christianity to exist in a state of tension within an inclusive democracy. Consider Jesus' great commission to go and make disciples of all nations, which includes, of course, this nation. By Scripture, Christians are not encouraged to just live and let live, but our Constitution says otherwise. Walking that tightrope is a challenge. For instance, Christians, he writes, often struggle with how much to be involved with or live apart from the world. What will not change is the sincere belief held by millions of Christians and others, like this other, that the United States has a special spiritual purpose. Such a purpose is carried out by black churches and ministers during the civil rights era of the 1950s and 60s, as regarded as crucial to the movement's success. An individual's personal belief system, he writes, whether it's based on religion or other guiding principles, informs their political actions. That will never change. But because Christianity is and will long be the predominant religion in the United States, it's important that Christians, says Gary Abernathy, constantly remind themselves not to impose their beliefs on others by weight of law or strength of numbers. The deal we made long ago for the freedom to worship as we see fit was to guarantee that same right to people of all religions or no religions of all. And then he concludes, when discussing Christian nationalism, nuance is, as usual, in short supply. It is one thing to hold the misguided belief that Christianity must have a government-sanctioned presence in society. It's quite another to be comforted, to be inspired by the thought that the United States plays a special role in God's plan. As for the latter, believers should reassure themselves that God's will for America will be fulfilled with no legislative assistance required. And I'm not sure if an email that came in when we were talking about the homeless activism in California, it came in from Surprise, Arizona. And from Brian, who writes in, Dear Michael, I have a solution for the homeless problem. There should be a nationwide law called the Two Choices Law. When law enforcement officers encounter homeless people, they should be given two choices. Accept shelter, gratefully, I think, and services, or go to jail. Take care, Michael. Well, they do make the one choice available frequently. There's a question at hand about what next for the midterm elections coming up on the MedVed Show and This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.